Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we play music from Kanye West's new album and answer a question about cell phones. But first, a report about the most important day of the year for American store owners and what is on the top of people's shopping lists. November 25th was Thanksgiving in the United States. Families and friends gathered in homes to share a dinner of turkey, cranberries, sweet potatoes, green beans, and pumpkin pie. Millions of Americans share another tradition the day after Thanksgiving. They shop for Christmas presents. Catherine Cole tells about the day and what seems to be high on this year's Christmas lists.
Police in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, named the day after Thanksgiving Black Friday in the 1960s. A huge number of shoppers were crowding the streets and creating terrible traffic problems. Later, the term came to mean a good day for business owners because they would sell a lot that day. They might even go from debt to profit. Store owners traditionally would record debt in their business books in red ink and profit in black ink. That is, the black in Black Friday. The National Retail Federation says almost 140 million Americans are expected to shop this weekend. Many stores have advertised reduced prices and expanded shopping hours. So what will shoppers be buying? Experts say small collectible objects are hot items for children this year. The Fisher-Price Sing-a-ma-Jigs are an example. These soft, brightly colored characters make music, but you have to make the beat by squeezing them. They make funny noises and can sing with other Sing-a-ma-Jigs. Each costs about $15. Paper jams are also expected to be popular. These are paper-thin musical instruments. Inside are battery-operated devices that are very sensitive to touch. Paper jams come with 3 songs built in and 4 ways to play the instrument. You can use the freestyle play and create all your own songs. Or you can use perfect play and out will come a hit song exactly as recorded by the artist. You can even play it with vocals or without. Paper jams are made by Wowie and cost about $20. The National Retail Federation says adults are interested in different presents this year. The industry says useful gifts, like pots and pans, toasters, and tools, were popular last year. This year, people will be buying jewelry and personal care items.
Hello.
This week, we answer a question from Vietnam. Pan Tran Trung Kien wants to know the history of mobile telephones in the United States. If you walk down any busy street in America, you will probably see many people with their hands up to their ears. Others may be pushing buttons on a small electronic device in their hands. Talking or sending text messages on mobile phones has become an important part of American life. Until 1973, most telephone calls were made either at home, at a business, or in a vehicle. But on April 3rd of that year, Martin Cooper of the Motorola Company made history. while walking down the street in New York City, he made the first mobile telephone call. Mr. Cooper had helped invent the Dynatac 8000X. It was a mobile or cellular telephone, often called the brick. It was much larger and heavier than the mobile phones we use today. After that first call, it took 10 years before the phone was ready to be sold to the public. The first ones were very expensive. They cost almost $4,000 each. But even with that size and cost, many people stood in line to buy them. The first mobile telephones used a system, or network, called 1G. It was the first generation of technology. This allowed one person to call and talk to another person, but that was all. By the early 1990s, the second generation, or 2G network, came into use. It allowed talking and sending text messages. By that time, cell phones were much smaller and cost much less. In 2001, the first 3G systems were being used. This new network permitted people using cell phones to make calls, send text messages, and use the Internet. Users could even keep photographs and music on their phones and send them to their friends. Within the past 2 years, the 4G network has come into use. It permits cell phones to work much faster and with much more information. Modern cell phones can even act as small televisions. They can show movies and live sporting events. As the networks have gotten more complex, the telephones have gotten smaller, lighter, and less costly. Many electronic stores in the United States even give away the newest cell phones. But customers must agree to pay to use the network that sends their calls from one place to another. It is interesting to imagine what the 5G and 6G network cell phones of the future will be able to do. Kanye West has had some trouble with his public image, but he has no problems with his music. Critics are praising his fifth album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. They are calling it terrific and a masterpiece. One reviewer compared it to the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Mario Ritter has more.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy went on sale Monday. Several songs became hits on Billboard singles chart before the album's release. One of them is Runaway, a 9-minute song for which Kanye West directed a 35-minute music video. It tells the story of an unlucky love affair between West and a beautiful bird woman who falls from space.
And I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with much, it's just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the toast for the toast for the toast. Let's have a toast for the toast for the toast for the toast. Let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the toast for the toast for the toast. That'll never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away as fast as you can. You find pictures in my email.
girl a picture of my hey. I don't know what it is with females, but I'm not too good at that. See, I could have me a good girl and still be addicted to the moograss. And I just blame everything on you. At least you know that's what I'm good at.
Kanye West has won 14 Grammy Awards. Each of his first four albums sold more than 1 million copies. He is one of the most popular and powerful people in the music business. And that is made clear by the people he gathers for this album. Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj, Kid Cudi, Alicia Keys, and Elton John are just a few. Some of them perform on this song, Dark Fantasy.
Can we get much higher?
Oh.
On fire, I'm the king of Leona Lewis, Rihanna Truist. Hey teacher, tell me how do you respond to students and refresh the page and restart the memory, respark the soul and rebuild the energy, we stop the ignorance, we kill the enemy. Sorry for the night, key months are still visit me. The plan was to drink it to the pain over, but what's worse, the pain or the hangover? Fresh air rolling down the window, too many Urkels on your team, that's why your wind's low. Don't make me pull the toys out, huh? Don't make me pull the toys and fire up the engines, huh? And then they make noise.
Can we get much higher?
On Tuesday, Kanye West surprised fans in New York with an announcement of a concert that night in Manhattan. It sold out in minutes. Later in the day, people were selling the tickets on eBay for as high as $100,000. The crowd was filled with famous people, including musician Questlove, film director Spike Lee, and clothing designer Tory Burch. We leave you with one of the songs they heard. Here is Power.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need a theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop chipping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, we rollin', we rollin'. With some light-skinned girls and some heavy rollers. And this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world, I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Jim Tedder and Katie Weaver, who also was our producer. You can get transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. If you have a question about American life, write to Mosaic at voanews.com. We might answer your question on this show, so be sure to include your name and country. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
I just count the hours. Stop chipping, I'm chipping off the powder. Feel the world's hours. Translation with a whole nation. They say I was the abomination of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier.